Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 8th Annual January Graduate Recognition Ceremony. I'm Alexandra Meyer, the Senior Class Commencement Chair and a member of the Senior Class Council. The academic procession is about to begin, so I ask that you please take your places in your seats and clear the aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure your cellular phones are off. Thank you. We would also like to ask that you remain in your seats throughout the ceremony. There will be time after the ceremony for you to take photographs with your student. Thank you. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce the readers from each college who will be announcing the degree candidates' names today. From the Graduate School, Associate Dean Ellen Gaynor. From the ILR School, Associate Dean Robert Smith. From Architecture, Art and Planning, the Chair of the Department of Architecture, Dagmar Richter. From the School of Hotel Administration, Associate Dean Stephen Carvell. From the College of Human Ecology, Associate Dean Carol Bassoni. From the College of Engineering, Associate Dean David Grease. From the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Associate Dean Donald Vians. And from the College of Arts and Sciences, Assistant Dean Kenneth Gabbard. Thank you for coming, and please join us at the reception afterwards.
Thank you. Good morning, families, friends, colleagues, and students. We've gathered here today to honor our students who are completing their academic achievements at Cornell University. Please be seated. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the president of Cornell University, David J. Skorton.
Thank you, Professor Walcott, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of Cornell University and the deans and faculty of its individual schools and colleges, I am pleased to welcome you to this morning's ceremony and to congratulate the students who will be earning their Cornell degrees in January of 2011. Before we go further, everybody join me in congratulating these magnificent graduates. I'm glad to report the graduates in the front row are applauding themselves. Very good. I also want to welcome the families and guests of the graduates and to thank you for making the trip to Ithaca on such a beautiful day. I'm curious, though, out there, are there any parents, wives, husbands, partners, brothers, sisters, or other family members or friends of the graduates? Graduates, let's honor these people who have made it possible. Some of the students here this morning are graduating in less than 4 years, having taken heavy course loads and perhaps some summer classes to put themselves on a fast track. Some have taken a bit longer to complete their degree requirements because perhaps a double major, or they've changed academic programs or transferred here from somewhere else because they spend time away from campus to travel or work or for other reasons. Some are earning graduate or professional degrees, and a few of our degree candidates, I'm proud to say, are Cornell employees who have made time for classes and studying while working full-time. But no matter what individual circumstances have combined to make you a January graduate, we are pleased to be able to recognize you today for your achievements and to invite you back to campus if you are able to participate in the May commencement as well. The candidates for January degrees are a diverse group, ethnically, geographically, and in their career interests as well. Represented among these candidates are all seven of Cornell's undergraduate colleges, as well as the Graduate School, the Law School, and the Johnson Graduate School of Management. Of 735 candidates, 41% of whom are earning graduate or professional degrees, about 30% are citizens of another country. Among our bachelor degree candidates, 17% are international students, as are half of the graduate and professional degree candidates. Some of you may be going on to further education or training, but those of you who have completed your formal education are, as you are well aware, moving into an economy in which unemployment is still painfully high. Yet you leave here with excellent credentials and significant skills, and those credentials and skills will be of great value. According to a poll by the National Association of Colleges and Employers, the top five qualities employers look for in job candidates are communication skills, integrity, interpersonal skills, motivation, and a strong work ethic. These are all skills that you have developed successfully while studying at Cornell University, whether you have spent your undergraduate or graduate and professional years with us. In fact, Cornell graduates continue to fare very well in the job market despite nationwide economic problems. This last September, in a Wall Street Journal survey, 479 company recruiters from a very broad variety of industries ranked Cornell among the top 25 schools producing the best qualified graduates. Cornell was the only Ivy League school in the top 25. In a survey of Cornell's May 2010 graduates, as of last week, 82% of those responding were either employed or in graduate or professional school, with the rest seeking employment, applying to graduate or professional school, or engaged in other activities such as volunteering. Obviously, challenging times require creative thinking and flexibility, but our graduates are rising to the challenge. Among our recent graduates, many have responded to the obstacles of traditional career choices by focusing on something else they really care about. One found that the management jobs she was seeking were scarce, so she decided to focus on the industry that really intrigued her, fashion, instead of a different type of a position. And she found work as a merchandise assistant that not only let her get a foot in the door, but confirmed her sense that this was the industry she wanted to be a part of. Another recent graduate found that the scarcity of traditional jobs with established companies gave her the courage to risk joining a startup, which is giving her a lot of responsibility and a terrific experience. Other grads have responded to the tough job market by pursuing further education or by engaging in rewarding public service, work that they might otherwise not have undertaken at this time. Among those recent Cornell grads who report taking a job soon after graduation, fully 25% went to work in education, in government, or with other nonprofit employers. This past fall, 60 Cornell graduates entered underserved urban and rural schools as teachers with Teach for America. And among large universities across the country, Cornell ranks third in the number of our graduates who enter Teach for America. Now, all of this is not to downplay the very real difficulties of our current economy, nor is it to deny the reality that some of you may find your initial steps after graduation do not live up to your highest hopes. But sometimes, the closing of one door in life gives us a chance to notice there is another door that's wide open. Whatever occupation you pursue in the immediate future or in some future date, I hope you'll give some thought to balancing the way you live your life and the way you spend your time. In a recent very interesting column that I commend to your attention in Time magazine, Nancy Gibbs noted that in our technological age, we tend to focus on doing things faster, raising productivity, multitasking. Those of you who are texting during my speech know what I'm talking about. But sometimes in the process of our fast-paced lives, we forget about the profound value of open time in nourishing our creativity and supporting our sense of well-being. Gibbs wrote, "Technology, that bullying child of progress and prosperity, gives us ever finer tools of invention, even as it denies us the time to use them." But of course, it's too simple to blame technology for our lack of time, our sense of hurry, our living at the mercy of every interruption of cell phone or email. We have choices. We can turn off the cell phone. We can ignore email for a while. I'm still working on that one. We can choose to feel less rushed by focusing on what's truly important, on our families, on our friends, on our communities. The kind of open time that we most need is not the exhausted collapse in front of the TV at the end of the daytime. It's open time with energy, time to brainstorm, to free associate, to follow a thought as far as you can, to let your creativity roam. It's open time without interruptions. For as Gibbs says, deep immersion in a task, no distractions, no interruptions, can give the illusion that time itself is receding. We feel lighter, braver, our brains more nimble. We free ourselves to try and fail and try again. It is in such times that we are most creative. And that creativity not only fuels our sense of well-being, of living a rich life, it may even lead to a strategy, an idea that will better one's own life or others' lives as well. Those times can help us all find that open door. And as you move forward, graduates, into the next phase of your lives, I hope you will remember to give yourselves open time. You are already fortunate in having education, skills, talents, and you can use those gifts to make a positive difference in the lives around you. Give yourselves time to pay attention to your own thoughts and your own creativity. They will help you live a richer life, to find ways of meaningful service, and not only locate but walk through that open door. Finally, let me add that as you move on, I hope you will stay connected with those of us on the stage and with Cornell in general. In my time here, I have been repeatedly inspired by evidence of how deeply Cornell alumni care about this university and how engaged they are. Engaged with other alumni, with faculty and students here on campus, with the university's aspirations for even greater contributions from Tompkins County to the other side of the globe. Each of you has already played a role in shaping Cornell during your time here. You have a role in our future as well. Good luck, and stay in touch, and congratulations. And now for what will undoubtedly be a much better set of remarks, it is my pleasure to turn the podium over to the senior class president, Michael Adam Katz.
Thank you, President Skorton. Welcome families, friends, and most importantly, graduates. It is truly my honor to address you now. Over the past couple of weeks, I have asked my peers a question. Cornelian, what does it mean to you? I have heard varied responses, ranging from technical to philosophical, calculated to spontaneous, elite to fratty, and even the occasional response that we are willing to climb up a 30-degree hill in 30-degree weather to get a 30 on a test. I guess it all depends if I ask my classmate on a Friday night waiting online at the Palms or while in the depths of the cocktail lounge of Urus Library. As a biology and society major, I find it appropriate to address you through my own understanding of the anatomy of a Cornelian. A Cornelian has a heart, willing to engage in helping others, in addition to a brain capable of making dreams become reality. Graduates, you come from varying backgrounds and have become experts in studies ranging from art history to zoology. The Aggies among us will go on to cure the devastating diseases that plague the world today, and hotelies will establish the foundation for hospitality for decades to come. But there is a commonality among all of us here that make us true Cornelians. President Calvin Coolidge once said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence," and that persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Our combination of persistence and passion, our ability to press on when times are tough, to stare adversity in the eye and conquer our obstacles, is what defines us as Cornelians. As you venture into the next stage of your life, as Cornell alumni, I implore you to achieve your own goals while becoming the leaders of tomorrow. You are joining a family of Cornelians that includes approximately 255,000 living alumni, 28 Rhodes Scholars, 41 Nobel laureates, and notable leaders in every industry from all corners of the globe. I challenge you to equal and even surpass your predecessors and leave your own mark on history. Exceed your own expectations. Strive for the next level. I have the utmost confidence that all of our future accomplishments can be boundless. As Cornelians, I feel that it is our instinct to always be traveling at top speed in hopes of climbing the ladder as fast as possible to reach the top. In a world where BlackBerries and iPhones are becoming our new best friends, and our discussions today are in preparation for meetings tomorrow, we need to stop and seize the moment. Engage in conversation now and embrace today's moments instead of reflecting upon them once they have passed. I could not have put it any better than Ryan Reynolds in the movie Van Wilder when he said, "If you're always thinking about the future, then you kind of forget about the present." And I am really enjoying the present right now. Congratulations, graduates, and may you always remember to live the dream. And may we leave the world a better place than we found it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. We will now recognize the January degree candidates individually. I will call each dean forward and ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and approach the platform. At this time, the reader for the first college will approach the microphone near the stairs. Will the Vice Provost and Dean of the Graduate School, Barbara Newth, please step forward, and the candidates from the Graduate School approach the platform.
I'm pleased to announce our recipients of the Doctor of Philosophy degree first. Robert Murdoch, Environmental Toxicology. Zuling Zhu, Biochemistry. Andrea Burke, Horticulture. Maho Shibata, Genetics. Justin Shiner, Horticulture. James Myers, Horticulture. Brenton Cox, Chemical Engineering. David Clement, Statistical Science. Okay. Tiju Thomas, Electrophysics. Are you David? Wellington Pinto, Microbiology. Balder Magnusson, Operations Research and Information Engineering. Michael Tully, Mechanical Engineering. Cynthia Tiberzi, Nutritional Sciences. Rachel Schwartz, Developmental Sociology. Andrew Sweet, Classics. Reed Ivy, Food Science and Technology. Stephen Jessup, Atmospheric Science. Hua Kyung Song, Apparel Design. I'm pleased now to announce our recipients of the master's degree. Victoria Alexander, Aerospace Engineering. Hans Walter Chua, Applied Economics and Management. Laura Poppendeck, Industrial and Labor Relations. Jennifer True Parisi, Human Development. Rebecca Weber, Chemical Engineering. Alex Begg, Aerospace Engineering. Daniel Milovich, Systems Engineering. Christopher DeMonte, Systems Engineering. Kevin Wu, Biomedical Engineering. Chayu Benson Wong, Chemical Engineering. Daniel Lumonia, Developmental Sociology. Myra Wong, Systems Engineering. Youngji Kim, Chemical Engineering. Nala Kim, Biomedical Engineering. Charles Zeller, Computer Science. Isaac Han, Mechanical Engineering. Ivana Nitsova, Agricultural and Biological Engineering. Benjamin Raper, Systems Engineering. Ariana Almeida, Education. Ian Hugh Cook, Systems Engineering, Courtney Reynolds, Education, Zachary Tyler Newton, Architecture, Johnny Ting, Architecture, Adam Murfield, Architecture, Monica Freund, Architecture, Lauren Sue, Architecture, Juliette Dubroca, Architecture, Christina Fazio, Architecture, Elizabeth Suarez, Architecture, Ian Dinsmore, Aerospace Engineering, Rebecca Nelson, Food Science, G. August Dimel, Food Science and Technology, Daniel Curry, Biomedical Engineering, Sarah Wheeling, Biomedical Engineering, Pooja Umesh, Biomedical Engineering, Allison Teo, Biomedical Engineering, Christina Chen, Biomedical Engineering, Daniel Dotsi, Biomedical Engineering, Ademola Omotoshu, Computer Science, Karen Flanagan, Computer Science, Marisa Augustine, Biological Engineering, Brenton Clummer, Structural Engineering, Carrie Reike, Computer Science, Jillian Gorsuch, Mechanical Engineering, Susan Cardinale, Mechanical Engineering, Audrey DeFelice, Aerospace Engineering, Yinbin Chen, Engineering Management, Chungtin Lai, Chemical Engineering, Eric Vandermas, City and Regional Planning, Christopher Leung, Applied Statistics, Shana Khan in Biological and Environmental Engineering, Nicole Martin, Food Science, Zachary Schultz, Chemical Engineering, Jennifer Thomas, Horticulture, Rebecca Mettler, Industrial and Labor Relations and the Johnson Graduate School of Management, Danielle Brown, Industrial and Labor Relations, Ming Sheng, Financial Engineering, Jameson Chalmers, Systems Engineering, Dane Walinga, Computer Science, Scott Purdy, Computer Science, Peter Hunt, Computer Science, Wangji Li, Plant Breeding, Robert Peters, Aerospace Engineering, Christina Liu, Engineering Management, Akhil Gupta, Operations Research, Anas Abujana, Electrical and Computer Engineering, Jaina Mehta, Aerospace Engineering, Son Dang, Architecture,
Thank you, Vice Provost and Dean Knuth. Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Harry Katz, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Matthew Gillen, Sophia Kosser, Catherine Alvord, Matthew Welt, Courtney Chickvac, Kelsey Crimboli, Michael Howe, Theodric Figurasen, Jonathan Kaplan, Victoria Kushalev, Sarah Ferguson, Caitlin Brophy, Edward Bantle, Samantha Wiener, Jeremy Flynn, Melanie Freeland, Richard Smith, Jacqueline O'Reilly, Jeffrey Bacon, Mirza Manzer,
Thank you, Dean Katz. Will the Associate Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Barry Perlis, please step forward, and the candidates approach the platform.
Stephanie Kahina. Matthew Drake. Hailey Cohen. Hira Sabuhi. Dina Burkidbayeva.
Thank you, Associate Dean Perlis. Will the Dean of the School of Hotel Administration, Michael Johnson, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Diana Nakyong Kim. Therese Bush. Therese Bush. Okay. It's all me. Alexander Gruen. Caitlin X.
Peter, right?
Peter Weiss. Nathan Moss. John Mason. John Ridd. Malika Bola. Lee Ji Choi. Allison Stover. Stephanie Reyes. Sean Taman. Zachary Zelikovic. Michael Reese.
Thank you, Dean Johnson. Will the Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Alan Mattias, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Lauren Leota. Janina Grayson. Erica Schoenman. Dana Cooper. Jose Redondo II. Sky Maresca. Rosalia Tom. Maria Korjinovich. Catherine Polinetti. Laura Birnbaum. Andrea Levin. Sarah Fogel. Scott Eidler. Lee Blum. Rebecca Jacobowitz. Angelica Catalano. Nam Kyun Lee. Ann Yang.
Lin Zheng. Sarah Kirsch. Lauren Cecilio. Yeli Kim. Bum Young Yu. Francis Morand. G1 Park.
Thank you, Dean Mattias. Will the Dean of the College of Engineering, Lance Collins, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Daesung Won. Bill Jestfang. Barry Began. Daniel Ferroni. Timothy Ketchum.
Slow down.
Jordan Whitney. Evan Levine. Fahad Saylor. Nikolai Rakilin. Maheen Kulkarni. Zachariah Jegaday. Ian Holst.
Hi, Laura.
Laura Bowler. Jessica Lowe. Taisuk Kim. Patrick McGregor. Tyler Tauk. Scott Johnson. Bianca Lane. Amanda Shiradsky. Mauricio Munoz. Scott Pendleton. Nandita Ramachandran. Sue Chang. And Doyoung Kim.
Thank you, Dean Collins. Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Catherine Boer, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform?
Hyunji Choi, Valerie Eskenazi, Ian Berry, Jason Berlin, Eric Burrell, Victoria Bissett, Elizabeth Conlon, Margaret Drislane, Paul Fang, Eric Dial,
good job, Eric.
Rachel Fogel, Warren Factor, Brooke Filer, Natasha Fay, Eric Foyer, Kevin Goss, Daisy Glazebrook, Mark Fisher, Ashley Ford, Jeremy Gleed, Lisa Gilbert, Stephen Guskey. Aaron Graham. Matthew Haber. Julian Hershowitz. Xinyu Huang. Ethan Gilbert. Austin Hyman. Rebecca Hume. Chelsea Hammond. Alexandra Haliba. Jacob Johnston. Eric Holton. Andrew Judd. Soyoung Han. Amin Kim. Allison Jones Brimmer. Megan Lawless. Emily Kenyon. Eric Lostress. Salvatore Lopes. Tyler Liddick. Cynthia Lopez Pena. Jordan Leon Atkins. Gail Malone. Kerry Lopez. Elizabeth McGonigal. W. Robert Mitchell. Colin Mealy. Amy Muro. Timothy Putzke. Isaac Miner. Jessica Pertkins. Nicholas Pizzero. Daniel Rothenberg. Zach Pollock. Michael Roberts. Rebecca Reby. Rositsa Semyonova. Sarah Schoenberg. Emily Stockwell. Madeline Schieser. Catherine Scott. Nazia Sayed. Caitlin Sheldon. Cecilia Tetzloff. Roy Stone. Damian Thompson. Jeremy Vasquez. Mark Van Burke. Jacqueline Vina. Samantha War. Catherine Van Hangel. Melissa Wallace. Matthew Welser. Xiao Yang. Lisa Song. Tracy So.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Will the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, G. Peter LaPage, please step forward and the candidates approach the platform.
Michael Lee.
Michael Lee!
Mark Capisano. Julia Park. Felipe Gomez Herrera. Creighton Monti. Justin Rodriguez. Sherry Lynn. Robert Pirino. Andrew Kim. Sarah Hamshari. Sai-Hyun Ko. Sam Zarniger. Alejandro Silva Diaz. Catherine Juanita Hatton. Eric Becker. Jacob Mosco. Emily Smith. Laura Golnaby. Benjamin Alter. Kyung-uk Gina Kim. Brian Hastings. Jacob Bank. Greg Fish. Joshua Martinez. Megan Wilson. Sarah Ulam Morse. Michael Katnok Apadaka. Julianne Viola. Philip Shapiro. Lena Germanario. Michael Beshara. Nandini Dasarathi. Yunsun Kim.
Thank you, Dean LaPage. Congratulations to all of you. I hope you would join me in a round of applause for our graduates. Will the assembly please stand for the singing of the Alma Mater. This concludes our recognition ceremony. Please remain standing while the platform party, faculty, administrators, trustees, and candidates recess to the reception area. Everybody is welcome to enjoy the reception. Thank you for attending, and safe travels home.
Thank you.